In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One of the spiritual dimensions of our Lenten journey is to be renewed in faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior, to be renewed in our commitment to following him and to stand always with him. And this is, of course, done through our life of prayer, our life of making resolutions, but also that we make no conditions for this, meaning that in today's gospel, Jesus said some words which are very interesting when he was asked to heal the son of the official. Jesus says, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. And we may think this is rather odd that Jesus is saying this. Jesus, of course, performed miracles to prove that he was the Savior of the world, the Son of God, the Messiah. Also, it reveals his great generosity, his goodness, and his love, and his mercy for us. But if what Jesus is also saying, that when we don't receive what we have asked for, when things don't go our way, will we lose faith in him? Will we not be committed to him? And this is what Jesus is saying, trying to teach us, is that even when we don't receive what we ask for in prayer, if we don't receive those signs or those signs that we had asked for in prayer, we do not let our faith be discouraged or in any way affected, that we still are committed to him, despite not having received what we asked for in prayer, despite not receiving what we had requested of him. And of course, we may have experienced in our own life times of discouragement or getting irritated or angry when things did not go our way or we did not receive what we asked for in prayer. But Jesus is telling us that these moments above all, God is calling us to walk by faith and not to make conditions for our faith, but that we walk with faith, trusting in him nonetheless. Though we did not receive what we asked for in prayer, we walk with him still with faith and trust, knowing that he is the Savior, the Son of God, the Messiah, and that we continue to commit ourselves without any loss of peace or tranquility of heart or mind. Let us ask our Blessed Mother in these last weeks of Lent to help us to truly walk with faith. She stood with faith at the foot of the cross with her Son at that hour of his supreme sacrifice, giving his life for us on the cross. May she strengthen us at those times that God calls us to stand at the foot of the cross, that we not lose faith, but trust, but that our faith and trust in Jesus is even more deep, is deepened. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.